You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Joseph Matiatel is South Africa's first blind qualified barista. He grew up in an area largely inaccessible for blind and partially sighted people, so followed his passion to Worcester, where he completed barista training. He's now a member of the Speciality Coffee Association, trains other baristas at Innovation for the Blind, has started his own coffee company, JBB, and now shares his story as a motivational speaker. Hi, Joseph. Thanks for joining us.
Hello.
So how did your love of coffee begin?
You know, everything started from home. We never had electricity. My grandfather has to start the fire, and I used to see him doing all these brewing rituals, following all the steps, you know, accurately. When I completely went blind, when I came this side to pursue my studies at one of the colleges here, that Innovation for the Blind, that's when I got the opportunity to be trained as a barista. And for me to be selected amongst the students, it was such a blessing for me. And I started with the coffee, and it was a challenging thing because a lot of people were saying all the negative things regarding how are you going to be able to figure out if cup is full, aren't you scared that you're going to scald your hands or brain and get blisters and all those things. But, you know, make a lot of mistakes, but mistakes are there to guide you, and I will definitely learn. Yes, I did burn my fingers quite a lot, but I kept on honing the skills throughout the years, and I started in 2014, I think it's 8 years now. So I'm quite an expert in what I do. Also making sure that what I do, I just do it to my best ability, like to make people happy. To see an excellent, perfect cup of coffee, and then you can never select it amongst all the coffees that this one was made by a blind person.
What are some of the biggest obstacles you've faced so far in your career?
I would say my biggest challenge was not being able to pour on my own. For many years, I was relying on sighted people like sighted waiters and waitresses in the coffee shop to check if the cup is to the brim or not. But I had to learn and apply some of my senses in order to fill up the cup to the brim. It's quite an intensive training to be able to master that, but I'm very proud to say that I can pour a cup of coffee to the brim, and it's no longer a challenge. And remember, with the SCA, which is the Speciality Coffee Association, you have to make everything perfect. No spillages. If you have to make 4 cups of coffee in 6 minutes, it has to be done within 6 minutes. Matching the world standard and being blind, it's such a huge accomplishment, and I believe that it's a motivation to somebody out there that, you know what, nothing is impossible.
Alongside learning to make a perfect cup of coffee, what are some of the other things you're really proud to have achieved?
To have inspired somebody out there to see life in a different lens, that, you know what, everything is possible. You know, that young boy and girl out there realize that it doesn't matter where you're coming from and what you have, whether you're disabled or not disabled, you can follow your dreams, you know, as long as you fight from within. I believe that it's God's purpose for me to be where I am, to tell my story, to inspire somebody out there. For me, it's about making a difference in somebody else's life, to make them realize their potential.
Can you tell us a bit more about your plans for the business?
At the moment, you know, the funding is still the problem, particularly when you are blind. You're struggling to get there, but my business has already been registered. I do believe I would have been somewhere at the moment if COVID didn't come in 2020. But I do believe that everything happens for a reason. I had enough time to hone my skills and to plan around, hoping that one day I'll get all my equipments and I can set up my own coffee shop, making sure that I am paying forward to other persons with visual impairments and those who cannot afford training, whether they are sighted or visually impaired.
How have you found training other people?
Wow, it's really amazing, and it's really humbling for me to have done so. Currently, I've already trained about 23 persons living with visual impairments. I'm going to be having 2 or 3 fully sighted students that are going to be coming for a training.
Where can people learn more about you and your upcoming projects?
My website is www.blindbarista.co.za. My email address is josephmbarista@gmail.com. But my Facebook page is Joseph Blind Barista.
What kind of coffee will you be drinking after this? Do you have a go-to, or do you like to mix things up depending on the day?
Absolutely. I like to start up with a double shot cappuccino. And I sit there and I take a sip and smell the coffee. It's like smelling success. When I'm alone there in the morning, first thing, when I start grinding the freshly roasted coffee, you know, it's like I could see how beautiful the world is. It's like I've got all tangible things that everybody would have ever dreamed of in this world.
Well, thank you so much, Joseph Mattiatel, the Blind Barista, for talking to us here at RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, and all the best.
Visit Joseph's website, blindbarista.co.za, or his Facebook or Instagram, at Joseph Blind Barista, to learn more about his background and his upcoming projects.